Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, gets $30 million to aid farmers increase food production during the drought period. Find out more in today's program. And as usual, we bring you our proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
The government has allocated $30 million to the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, to increase food production in parishes with sufficient access to water. This is to counter any possible shortfall in production from areas more adversely affected by drought conditions. Acting Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says the move is among a number of initiatives being carried out by the ministry to mitigate the impact of the drought and ensure sustainability of the sector.
Jamaica has been facing drought conditions for the past 3 to 4 months. We have been seeing the effects of this both on the ground and indeed through the media. We have witnessed not only the impact of the loss due to lack of rainfall, but also the forest and farm fires which have resulted from the devastating drought.
Mr. Kellyer says, although there has been rainfall in some western parishes, the drought has affected the entire island.
It has been very severe in the southern parishes, encompassing the breadbasket region of Manchester and St. Elizabeth. This region accounts for approximately 40% of our domestic agricultural production. In addition, parishes such as Clarendon, Portland, St. Thomas and St. Mary, which are also significant producers of crops, also have been affected.
RADA's last detailed assessment of the drought indicates that in excess of 1,600 hectares of land valued at approximately $900 million has been lost or damaged due to drought and fires. Taking this into account, Mr. Kellyer says a further $3 million has been transferred to RADA to assist farmers affected by losses due to fires. The ministry is also inviting members of parliament to provide their respective constituency with the trucking of water during the drought period.
We have also invited all members of parliament to formulate programs to save crops and livestock that are being stressed by the drought conditions.
Additionally, a major public education program is being formulated to promote responsible land clearing practices to avoid bushfires. The Agriculture Ministry is undertaking the campaign in collaboration with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, and other non-governmental organizations. In the meantime, Mr. Kellyer is assuring the nation that there is adequate supply of food to meet demand, despite the negative effects of the current drought conditions of the agriculture sector. He adds that the current drought situation now facing the country should not be taken as an opportunity to hike food prices.
This government will ensure that through our own production and judicious imports, we have adequate supplies of food. We will not allow the sensational and the opportunists amongst us to use the current situation as a cloak to jack up prices on the consumers.
Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. The proverb for this morning is, "Wa sweet nanny goat a go run in belly." Translation, what tastes good to a goat will later upset his stomach. This means that things that seem fine to you now can hurt you later. That's where we end this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, feel free to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or liking our Facebook page. With the studio engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.